Class 2, Subject Arithmetic, Topic Understanding Multiplication. Good morning, children. Today, we will be studying about multiplication. Multiplication means repeated addition. But to understand this first, we have to understand what is a group. Now, a group is an equal group only when it has the same number of items as all the other groups. Like in the picture given, we can see that there are two pencils in a box. So we call it as one group of two pencils. Same in the other picture, we can see that there are two pencils each in three different boxes. So we call it as three groups of two pencils each. Now for total, how do we add this? Two pencils plus two pencils plus two pencils is equal to six pencils. So it is three groups of two pencils each, which makes six pencils in all. So we can see that there are equal numbers in each group. So to find the total, the same number is added again and again. This is why multiplication is also called as repeated addition. Multiplication means equal groups of, and it is written with a sign or symbol which looks like X. For example, 4 equal groups of 4 can be read as 4 into 4. Now, there are few important terms in multiplication which you should be knowing about. Multiplier, which means the total number of groups, multiplicand, which is a number in each group, and product, that is the answer that you get when you multiply. For example, if a statement given is 4 groups of 2 pencils is equal to 8 pencils, then here 4 is my multiplier, 2 is my multiplicand, and 8 is my product. That is the final answer. Now let us learn multiplying by 2. Children, you can see there are 4 groups having 2 buttons in each group. Now let us add these buttons to get the total. 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 is equal to 8. Now, this is the repeated addition form. 4 groups of 2 each makes 8. 2, we can see here, is added 4 times, and thus it gives us a result 8. So we can say that 4 times 2 is 8. Now, 4 into 2 is read in many ways. 4 times 2 is 8, or 4 twos are 8, or 4 multiplied by 2 is 8, or 4 into 2 is 8. Skip counting by 2. Skip counting is generally counting done by 2s or by 5s or by 10s. The example below will show how to count forward by 2s. The bunny wants to reach the carrot. She skips 2 numbers each time. So from 0 she skips to 2 and then to 4. So she skips 2 times. She takes 2 big jumps. 2 jumps of 2 steps each, that is 2 into 2 is equal to 4. Now, when we are taking 2 jumps and when we are taking 2 steps in each jump, we will not count the numbers in between. This is why we don't count the number 1 and 3. Now, let us go to multiplying by 5. We can see that there are 4 groups of 5 toffees each. So, let us add it. 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5. Which gives us 20. Now 4 groups of 5 each makes 20. This means that we have added 5 4 times. So we can also say that 4 times 5 is 20. Now let us do skip counting by 5. Here we have to help Mr. Bear reach his honey pot. Now children, you can see the numbers here are given 0, 5, 10, 15 and so on. Because here we have not taken the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, then 6, 7, 8, 9. So the in-between numbers from 0 to 5, 5 to 10 are not taken. That is because we are taking jumps and each jump has 5 steps. So Mr. Bear will jump from 0 to 5, then to 10, then to 15 and then to 20 to reach his honeypot. So 4 jumps of 5 steps each is 4 into 5, that is 20.